السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت صدق الله العظيم. We're discussing Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's poetry on mouth. And I explained to you that the only break that we have, which we can slam immediately when there is a danger of falling into sin, is this break of mouth, the remembrance of mouth, the remembrance of death. It is a break. Every vehicle in this world must have a break. If it is without brakes, if it is brakeless, then the person's bones will break if he meets with accident. It must have a break. So in the same way, this remembrance of death is a break. Nafs and shaitan, they are our declared enemies. And they want to see us down the gutters. They want to see us destroyed. And they enjoy the destruction of the believer. So therefore we have to be aware of this, that death is going to come. So in which condition would a person like to die? If you ask any Muslim, any person who has got a little bit of iman and faith in him, a little bit of khawf of Allah Ta'ala, or muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, even if he's got a little bit of understanding of deen and sharia, or he's got some iman, some Islam in him, although maybe a sinful one like us, but the thing is, if the person has got a little bit of iman, and you ask that person, why, in what condition would you like to die? Or where would you like your death to be? Then if that person has got love for Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he would say, probably, that I wish to die in jihad, or I want to get shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, or I would like to die whilst I'm reciting the Quran Sharif, or I should like that my death comes, I would like that my death comes when I'm in sajda before my Allah. Which believer would you find who would say that I would like my death to come in some escort agency quarters? I would like my death in zina, in adultery, fornication. I would like my death in a casino or a disco. I would like my death in fraud. I would like my death in some other haram activity. No Muslim would say that. So if he does not like his death to be in such places and in such haram actions, so then what must he do? Because when a person says, I like something, then he makes an effort in that direction. And when he says he dislikes something, then he tries to stay far away from those things. We don't find a person that he dislikes something, but he continues doing it because there's some kind of enjoyment he's getting in it. He cannot get enjoyment in something that he's disliking altogether. So in the same way here, when the person is saying that he wants his death to be in such kind of good deeds and actions, so then his effort must be in that same direction. But I explained the other night that if a person is not in ibadat at that time of what we know as ibadat, that the person is in sajda or in ruku or in namaz or is in Madina Sharif reading salat and salam, he's not in any of those kinds of ibadat. But at the same time, he's in no sin also. He's in something that is permissible, something that's halal, something that is part of life which Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has made permissible for him, then again his death is a mubarak death. If it is on iman and it is not in any sin, then it is a mubarak death. Person, for example, is in a profession, or the person is in farming, or the person is in some other activity, but it is not haram, and the person's death comes there, then there's nothing wrong with that. But his desire will always be that he must be in a state of sajda or ruku or jihad or salat and salam, or in Madina Sharif or Makkah Sharif. So the effort also has to be made in that direction, that the person must stay away from those sinful places and quarters. And in my majlises I have explained, which we have here on Monday nights, that many people, they got caught when they just read those columns in the newspapers for fun and for pleasure. Just for fun. They say, what's there? Just a little bit of fun. Let's read those filthy, dirty columns in the newspapers just for fun. Or they were addicted to television at some time, and now again they decided to just have a look at what are the programs, what are the features. Shaitan is a very shrewd and a clever teacher. He takes you to those same features over and over. So just to get a glance, what is in there? And when he went to look at it, he got trapped. When he looked at those columns in the newspapers, he got trapped. So stay away from those places of temptation. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If a person sees a beautiful snake coming, the skin is very beautiful, shiny, glittering, so what does he do? Go towards the snake. If there's a snake coming and the snake skin is beautiful, some of the snake beautiful skin they have. Now if you see that snake coming towards you, then what do you do? Because it has got a beautiful skin, do you go towards it and say, welcome, I was waiting for you from a long time, why didn't you come earlier? He is going to run for his life from there. So when you see a beautiful skin, beautiful face coming towards you, that means tempting you, seducing you, inviting you, or whatever it may be, then at that time, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run from there towards Allah Ta'ala. Change your direction, change your lane, leave those columns, don't even glance at it the second time. Lower your gaze if you are walking on the street. In that way what will happen is that you will be protected. Then we will get protection. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also will say, look at this servant of mine, when there are others who are enjoying themselves in haram, this servant of mine is lowering his gaze and taking the pain on his heart of restraining himself from sins. So Allah Ta'ala will give him sweetness of iman in that heart, because he ran towards Allah Ta'ala. But definitely it does require a little bit of effort. In the early stages it's a little bit of effort. But as the person starts getting used to it, then it becomes easier and easier. Then it will become more difficult to commit sins. It will be easier to make ibadat. So this is a good opportunity in this month of Ramadan. And all this extra ibadat that person does in Ramadan, I explained I think this morning or yesterday. I gave an example which I will repeat for the benefit of most of you who are not here. That if there is a person that is employed by someone, because Allah Ta'ala has got two rights, one is the right of his muhabbat and the other is the right of his azmat. Allah Ta'ala's right of muhabbat demands that because we got love for him, Allah Ta'ala is our Rabb, Allah Ta'ala is our creator, he's our nourisher, he's our sustainer. So the right of his muhabbat demands that we don't just limit ourselves to the farz, just farz duties, that I make my namaz, farz namaz, and that too we know what condition our namaz is in. Most of our salat is, tu ja main aata hun, you go, I'm following you just now. Or we say, just give me a minute, I'll make my namaz quickly and I'm coming. The person, what does he say? If his friend says, you know, what time you'll be out, he says, don't worry, just wait, just give me a minute, I'll quickly, I'll make my namaz and I'll be out. That means that namaz he wants to make very quickly and he wants to be out. Nevertheless, if this person is just restricting himself to the salat and zakat and hajj and fast, which is farz, then we will say this person hasn't got muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala. He's just fulfilling some duty. And that too is not even fulfilling it properly. But if the person has got muhabbat, then he will go the extra mile. He will do more than that. For namaz, he will increase those namazes. He'll add on nafil namazes. He'll make ishraq, chash, tawabin if he can. He'll get up for tahajjud. Now who is it that's forcing him to get up for tahajjud and make ishraq and make tawaf and make safa marwa, all that which is not farz or wajib? He's going for nafil hajj, or he's giving extra charities. Now all those things are not farz on him, but why he's giving it? Because he's got muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala. A lover wants to spend on the beloved, or lover sacrifices for the beloved, for the pleasure of the beloved. So this person says, oh Allah, you are my beloved, so therefore I'm not going to restrict myself just to farz, wajib, sunnat, farz and wajib. This person tries to go the extra mile. So the example for that I gave is that if a person has been employed, say from 8 to 5 years to work. Now you get one employee, he says, well, I've been told to work from 8 to 5. And he asks, what are my duties and obligations? So he's told that this is what you must do, this is what you must do. So he goes exactly at 8 o'clock, not 1 minute earlier. Or in fact, he'll go a little later, but not earlier. And then he'll put his coat on before 5, not after 5. And he goes away. And in the business also, he only does, or whatever work has been ordered, he only does that much, nothing extra. And even in that, he doesn't do his duty, or he doesn't do justice. So that person will get his wages. At the end of the month, the person will get some wages. But he won't create a kind of love and affection and muhabbat in the heart of the employer, because he's just doing his duty. Then there's another person that is employed, he must work from 8 to 5. So he comes 1 hour before time and he makes an input into that business. He uses his own intelligence, he tries to generate more profits for that boss. And then after 5 also, when others are gone, he's still cleaning, sweeping, packing, labeling. He's doing lots of things. Another 1-2 hours extra he works. And then at the end of the month, when the boss asks him, that what do you want now for all this overtime that you did? He says, I want nothing. I just want your pleasure. I want you to be happy with my service. So then if that boss is not like one of ours, us, because if it is one of them like us, then he will say, mashallah, we need more employees like you. So you save us wages also for overtime, and we get more production too. But if he is one of understanding and is a sensible person, then he will say, look at this employee. This person, I must give him a share in my business. I must find out from him what are his needs and give him some gifts. Make him happy. He's making me happy. I must make him happy. He's gone the extra mile. Let me go the extra mile. Let me give him more than what he deserves. If his salary was 2,000, let me double it up. Look at his service. And he doesn't even want anything for it. So now without asking, he's going to get. So if this person who does not just confine himself to the farais, he goes that extra mile, that for the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he's not doing it just for jannat. He's not doing it just for some ni'mat. He's not doing it just so that he may get barakat and an increase in his sustenance. He's not doing it for any other reason. Although there's nothing wrong if the person is doing it for jannat, he's doing it for increase in sustenance, barakat and all, there's nothing wrong. But I'm talking about the true lover of Allah Ta'ala. He will do it and he'll say, Ya Allah, I did all this just for your muhabbat. I want this connection with you. I want you to be my friend and my wali. So you think Allah Ta'ala will deprive this person? When human beings don't deprive that person who went the extra mile, now Allah Ta'ala will say, no, this person, he went the extra mile, and for my love he did this and did that, gave extra charities and made extra namaz and stayed awake late night and engaged in some zikr and some tilawat and some duas. So Allah Ta'ala, in whose hands the entire universe lies and all the control lies and all the treasures lie, You think Allah Ta'ala will then deprive that person? He will give him both deen and dunya. Allah Ta'ala will give him both deen and give him dunya too. So this is the purpose of this Ramadan ibadat that we make, and especially in these last 10 nights. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala also knows that my servants work whole day. After that, why must I make them read 20 rakats of Tarawih? And then after Tarawih again we are told that must get up early for Sehri. All that is to show how much of love we have for Allah Ta'ala. The more love the person has, he enjoys those ibadat. Nobody whips anybody there in Haram Sharif to make tawaf whole night. But you can't find space there. This in Ramadan, you just can't find space. If a person wants to kiss the Hajar-e Aswad, does he get a chance easily now in Ramadan? Over a million people that are making tawaf there, the whole night they are making. Now who whipped them and took them out or forced them and dragged them from their homes and said that it is compulsory, you have to make? In the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the person doesn't look what is day and what is night. So it is for our own benefit and for our own gain. Therefore these ibadat that we engage in, the extra ibadat in Ramadan, I'm not talking about the congregational nature, this is to make things easy for us. Otherwise a person is reading Quran Sharif during the day, is making tahajjud, ishraq, chash and other namazes, and making some zikr, is cutting down on his worldly activities. Now all that when he is making, he must do it happily, he must look forward to it. It must be like his risk and sustenance. How the person goes out in search of his risk, in the same way this person must go out in search of it. And how the person stays away from pigs, and he stays away from filth, in the same way he must stay away from sins. Sins must be just like that to him, filth. So fafirru ilallah. So now what is it besides this remembrance of death and khawf of akhirat that will make the person restrain from haram? Nothing good. The khawf of standing before Allah Ta'ala. So if we cannot have that much love, then at least we must have that much of fear. So that is the purpose. And as I said, that there must be like a looking forward to it. When the person is going to do it with pleasure, with happiness, then he will get an enjoyment in it, he will get a kayfiyat in it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will light up his heart with the noor of that ibadat. He must not consider it as a great burden that he has to make ibadat in Ramadan, he has to stay awake and he has to fast the whole day. But again I repeat that the person must not exert himself to such an extent that he gets a knockout blow, that is knocked out for the rest of Ramadan. One night he made so much ibadat that after that he is knocked out, finish. There must be a'tidal, there must be a balance according to the person's capacity, according to the work and his activities. Whatever time he can start occupying himself in ibadat, he must do so. So yesterday or last, the night before last, we discussed یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل و صدغم جہاں شادیاں تھی وہیں اب ہے ماتم یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل و صدغم یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل و صدغم جہاں شادیاں تھی وہیں اب ہے ماتم یہ سب ہر طرف ان قلابات عالم یہ سب ہر طرف ان قلابات عالم تیری ذات ہی میں تغیر ہے ہر دم جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. It's a place to take lessons from. It's not a place of tamasha. It's not a place for entertainment, fun and pleasure and negligence. Yes, within limits, within the Sharia confines, within the Sharia parameters, to enjoy oneself, to entertain oneself, it is permissible. In fact, sometimes it is recommended that a person should also entertain within the parameters of Sharia, and he must enjoy the certain halal pleasures, because if he is not going to do that, then he will be tempted towards haram. If a person is going to deprive himself of halal altogether, then the person is going to be tempted towards haram, because shaitan will say that, look at this zalim, he is not even giving me halal and not giving me haram too. So then he'll take him to haram. So there must be a balance, but not what is happening at present, that the person's 90% of his spare time is going in nothing but entertainment, pleasures, all kinds of shows and sporting activities. So the person becomes then negligent. He forgets that there is an akhirat. Now we discuss that, now we go a little further. Of course, for those who are not here, yahan har khushi hai mubaddal wa sadgham, that every happiness and joy here will change to 100 sorrows. Jahan shadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam, those homes in which there were marriages, there were weddings, in the same home now there is matam, there is mourning. Person passed away. 1 minute they were celebrating, there was garlanding, there was videoing, and they were singing and dancing, and next minute they say there's death now, mourning. Now those same garlands are put over the janaza, over the grave. So all these changes which are taking place, the sun is rising, after a little while then we say that it's noon, it's very hot, and after some time again it starts going down, then we say zawal came. Then we say it went pale, and then we say it's gone, set. That is life. That when the child is born, at that time the people who are closest to the child know that there is a child born in this family. The mother, the aunts, the cousins, they know that some child is born here. Otherwise the whole world doesn't come to know. After some time now this child started growing up and became jawan. So now that is the time when you say the sun is at its zenith. Now this young person is a terrorist for the family. And everyone is coming to know that there is some child here, some young person with his activities, everybody gets to know. That youth. Then again, after some time comes old age, and then the person is gone. So that is the haqiqat of this dunya. Jinka naksha tha kal jawani ka, he laqwaj nana nani ka. Jinka naksha tha kal jawani ka, he laqwaj nana nani ka. Kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise, kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise, kya bharosa hai is jawani ka. Kaisa dekha tha ho gaye kaise, jinka naksha tha kal jawani ka. The person was young, he was fit, he was healthy, he was handsome, everything going for him. Naksha tha kal jawani ka. And after some years, they say he's a nana. And the woman, they say she became a nani. And now this hair is gone white, there's wrinkles on the face, and all the beauty is gone. Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka? How long will you hold on to that jawani? All my young friends here, mashallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give you all good health, long life. Bless you all with both deen and dunya. Allah ta'ala give you success in both worlds. In whichever professions you may be, Allah ta'ala must make those professions a means of halal risk and sustenance for you, and protect you from the fitnas which are around, for you to come this part of the night in such numbers. What is the trust that you can place on this jawani and youth of yours? Look at all the people around. Look at the, in your families. How many of them? They too were at one time young, fit, healthy, running, jogging, playing games. Somebody was known as a great cricketer, somebody was known as a great footballer, somebody was known as a great this and great that, but after that old age and they gone. Or they are in their old age now and they are gone so weak that you won't even believe if they have to tell you that we also ran at one time 30 kilometers and 50 kilometers. You'll say you're speaking lies. If they have to tell you that we also ran so much, they'll see you speaking lies. And yet it is true that they were at one time doing those activities. So you must take a lesson from that. So you say, kaisa dekhata ho gaya kaise? What we had seen them and what they have become. Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka? There was one nikah of years a few weeks ago. So there was one person that was sitting against the wall there, looking old. I didn't recognize him because of his looking old because of his sickness or weakness or whatever it was. He had gone white. But when I passed, then for the first time after many, many years, I heard a person shout, Yunus, Yunus, how you? So when he shouted, Yunus, Yunus, how you? So now that made me think that this person, everybody says Hazrat, Hazrat, and Maulana Sahab, and this Sahab, and that Sahab, at least this one person called me by my name. It gave me so much of happiness and satisfaction. So when I met him, he says, you don't make me out. Then I looked at him again properly. So he happened to be a colleague of mine. And right from standard 3 up till standard 9, we were together in school. In Stanger. Now just look at that. What I had seen him in those days as a young, handsome person, very active, sporting activities also, he was in the front line. And now suddenly look at the change. Kaisa dekhata ho gaya kaise? Kya bharosa hai zindagani ka? Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka? So you make use of this youth while you have got the strength in your body, make use of it and see what Allah Ta'ala gives you. I don't know in which other way I can put it across to you. Try it out and see what Allah Ta'ala gives you in your hearts. Because you are young, so Allah Ta'ala also gives you plentiful. He appreciates that this young person is using his jawani for my service and in my muhabbat, and he's not wasting it over some pretty face or some other haram. Coincidentally, the next thing is this, the next couplet is the same thing. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Budhape ne phir aa ke kya kya sataya, budhape ne phir aa ke kya kya sataya. Ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya, jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. When you became a young person, then you become majnu, madly in love with the things of this world, with perishable idols. Then came old age and troubled the person. Everywhere in the body, nothing but aches and pains. old age comes, then what else it brings with? Aches and pains. And after that, death came and took you away. Finish. Death will come and take you away. So jagaji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. It is not a place to give your heart to. Those who give their hearts to this world, they are foolish. Because they know that either they will have to separate one day from this world, or this worldly things will separate from him. How many people had plentiful, but in their lifetime it left them. Disasters came, some other calamity, some problem, or wars, or floods, or earthquakes, and it was taken away. And if not, then he is going to leave it and go away. So make use of it. Make it the zariya of akhirat. Water is necessary for the ship to sail. On the ocean, for the ship to sail, water is essential. If there is no water, the ship cannot sail. But because it is necessary to have water, now if a person takes that water and puts it into the ship, then the ship will sink. So wealth is essential. Health is essential. All these things are ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are necessary for this worldly life. So let the ship of life sail in it. But don't take those things and put it into the heart. When you put it into the heart, then the person will sink. That's all. Don't bring it into the heart. Make use of it. That little attachment will be there. And it's necessary to also have that little attachment. And it's not haram also to have that attachment. But such an attachment that the person's life revolves around nothing but dunya all the time. Material things gives him great happiness. But in spiritual matters the person is far away. Then that is dangerous. And in these days we know that there's no such thing as old age also. How many people really see old age? I think 2 years ago one of the undertakers told me that 60% of those that he buried in that year were under 30 years of age. 60% of those that were buried were under 30 years of age. They died in accidents, in shooting, in this, in that, or sickness or something else, but they were under 30 years of age. 60% of the buried. So let us make the best use of the opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And beg of him and make our dunya too and our akhirat too. Allah Ta'ala will make our dunya also very pleasant. All those who say that their life will become boring and they don't know what to do without music and without TV and without movie, then it is because they haven't tasted the sweetness of connection with Allah Ta'ala. So the person who hasn't tasted the sweetness of sugar, no matter how many speeches you give, he will still say that no. There's no such thing. He must taste it. Then after that he's going to... Then he doesn't need any speech.
Yaar rahe yaarab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun. Yaar rahe yaarab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun. Mujhko faqat tujh se ho muhabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahun. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere, mast rahun sarshar rahun. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere, mast rahun sarshar rahun. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyar rahun. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyar rahun. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir, virde zuba ae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Tere siwa ma'bude haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa ma'bude haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa maqsoode haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa masjoode haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Tere siwa mashhoode haqiqi koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir wirde zuba hai mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Dono jahan mein jo kuch bhi hai sab hai tere zere nagi. Dono jahan mein jo kuch bhi hai sab hai tere zere nagi. Jinno inso huro malaik arsho kursi charho zami. Kono makame laiqe sajda tere siwa e noore mubi. Kono makame laiqe sajda tere siwa e noore mubi. Koi nahi hai, koi nahi, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir wirde zuba e mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Yaad mein teri sabko bula dun, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Yaad mein teri sabko bula dun, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Tujh par sab ghar baar luta dun, khanae dil abad rahe. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga dun, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. सब खुशियों को आग लगा दूं, गम से तेरे दिल शाद रहे। सबको नजर से अपनी गिरा दूं, तुझसे फकत फरियाद रहे। अब तो रहे बस दादा में आखिर विरद ज़ुबां ऐ मेरे इला, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, 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 ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह। नफ्सो शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय किया है मुझको तबाह, नफ्सो शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय किया है मुझको तबाह। ऐ मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर, चाहता हूँ मैं तेरी पनाह।
नफ्स एंड शैतान हैव बोथ गॉट टुगेदर एंड ब्रॉट अबाउट माई डिस्ट्रक्शन। ओ माई मौला, ओ माई अल्लाह, ओ माई मास्टर, ओ माई रब, मेरी मदद कर, कम टू माई असिस्टेंस। आई डोंट विश टू बिकम the slaves of nafs and shaitan, but oh Allah, I become overpowered. Learn this couplet and read it in dua also. Tell Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we are young, nafs and shaitan has brought about this destruction, they have ganged up, they have formed an alliance, it's a coalition of enemy forces against us. One is on the outside and the other one is on the inside. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar, and say it with pain in the heart, hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Oh my Allah, they have brought my destruction. Ay mere maula meri madad kar. Oh my Allah, help me. Chahta hoon main teri pana. Oh Allah, I am seeking your protection. Nafs and shaitan are the huge dogs outside the gate of Allah Ta'ala. They don't want a person to enter into that gate. Now how will a person enter that gate? If you go to somebody's house and there's a big dog, vicious dog, and it's barking. So at that time you don't bark back at the dog. If a person goes there and starts barking at the dog, you think he's going to keep quiet. The dog is making wow wow, you too make wow wow. At that time what you do is ring the bell. You ring the bell, the master of the dogs, he will come out, and in some sign language he will tell the dog, you get out from the way, let him come inside. So ring this bell to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Say, oh Allah, nafs and shaitan, which are these dogs, they don't want me to come into your gate, they don't want me to reach you. But oh Allah, I don't have the strength in me, I am weak. Ya Allah, you remove them from my way. Nafso shaitan dono ne milkar हाय किया है मुझको तबाह, नफ्सो शैतान दोनों ने मिलकर हाय किया है मुझको तबाह। ऐ मेरे मौला मेरी मदद कर, चाहता हूँ मैं तेरी पनाह। ऐ मेरे मौला
teri madad kar chahta hu main teri fana. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko daba. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko daba. Ey mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana.
Oh Allah, where my nafs took me to? Cinemas, casinos, discos, drugs, drink, wine, women. They've brought destruction upon me, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, come to my assistance. I want your protection. And if the person is going to keep seeking protection of Allah Ta'ala, you think he's not going to give it to you? Say it again.
Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ey mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana. Ey mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ey mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana. Ey mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana. Ey mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim.
Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana, Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana, Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana, وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا. Oh Allah, we have done great injustice to our own souls. Oh my beloved Rabb, we have done great injustice to our own souls. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا, if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, we'll be of those losers. Oh Allah, we will be of those who face destruction. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Nafs and shaitan has brought destruction upon us. Oh Allah, our enemies have ganged up. Oh Allah, we seek your madad, we seek your help. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us. Ya Allah, we are your sinful servants. In this Mubarak night of Ramadan, Oh Allah, in this Mubarak night of Ramadan, it is the 23rd night, oh my beloved Allah. And you blessed us with life in this Mubarak month, and you blessed us with the opportunity of raising our hands before you in this Mubarak night. Allah, if it had not been your wish to forgive us, then why would we have been given the tawfiq of raising our begging bowls before you?
Ya Allah, if some rich person has to say that, bring your begging bowl and come to my door, then he wants to give something in that begging bowl, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you have called us to your home. And you made us raise our begging bowls before you. May Allah, don't return our begging bowls empty. May Allah, we are your sinful servants. We are confessing before you. Ey Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai, hum napaak aur nalaiq hai. Ey Allah, we are filthy and dirty. But oh my Allah, the filth of the cities goes into the ocean. And just one wave is sufficient to keep the waters park. Ya Allah, let your wave of rahmat wash away the filth from our hearts. Ay mere pyare khuda, let the rains of rahmat which are falling in this Mubarak night wash away the filth from our hearts. Ya Allah, purify our souls. Ya Allah, give us a connection with you. Oh my Allah, we are seeking a connection with you. We want to become your friends. Ay mere Allah, we want to become your walis. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to get a taste and enjoyment of your closeness and your ma'rifat and your yaqeen. But oh my beloved Allah, you are Kareem. And Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving. Ey mere pyare Allah, mere Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, oh my kind, loving, compassionate, caring Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, aaj raat hamari maghfirat kar de. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We have extended our begging bowls for forgiveness. May Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. May Allah, you saw everything that we did. You heard everything that we spoke. Nothing was hidden from your sight. We were only fooling and deceiving ourselves if we thought that no one was watching us. May Allah, you have seen everything. But oh my beloved Allah, it is your kindness, your compassion, your care and your love that you did not bring about embarrassment and shame and disgrace upon us. You could have seized us there and then. You could have paralyzed us there and then. Oh Allah, you could have taken away our sight when we watched haram. You could have taken away our speech when we spoke haram. Oh Allah, you could have taken away our faculty of hearing when we listened to haram. Allah, you could have paralyzed us when we touched or walked towards haram. But how forgiving you are, how kind you are, that in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and clothes to wear and shelter and modes of transport. Ah, very Allah, how much namak haram we are, that we make use of every bounty of yours for your disobedience. Allah, how ungrateful servants we are. We use your given bounties for your disobedience. But oh my Allah, we have believed in you as a forgiving Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us that something that's beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Where Allah, we are turning towards you. Where Allah, we are repenting. Oh my Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives. Mere Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We are ashamed, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we committed. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. Oh Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you that indeed we have sinned. But oh Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, so many young brothers of mine have gathered here and assembled here. Ya Allah, accept each and every one of them. Change our condition of life. Oh my Allah, our sisters also may be listening. Oh Allah, bless each and every one of them with forgiveness. Bless the entire ummah with forgiveness. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you to change our conditions. Ya Allah, those who were in kufr, in shirk, They were engaged in nifaq and hypocrisy. They were from the Yahud and the Nasara. But when you gave them tawfiq of hidayat, and when they accepted Islam at the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh Allah, you raised them to the status of radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Oh Allah, you became pleased with them and they pleased with you. Allah, if you could have changed their conditions, you are still the same, Allah. Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts? Ya Allah, our hearts which have become filled with all kinds of vices and evils. Allah, our hearts have become filled with pride, with arrogance, with malice, with greed, with filthy passions and desires. Ey mere Allah, what is it difficult for you to clean and purify our hearts? Ya Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Bless us with the hearts that you give to your friends, O my Allah. Ya Allah, man is able to transplant hearts. Ya Allah, man is able to transplant hearts. Ya Allah, when the heart becomes so diseased and so damaged that it is beyond repair, then O Allah, man transplants the heart of another healthy person. Ey mere Allah, we are seeking a transplant of this spiritual heart of ours. Allah, change this heart of ours to a heart that is filled with the noor of taqwa, a heart which has the strength of iman, a heart which has the strength of taqwa, a heart which is filled with the noor of tilawat and zikr, a heart which is filled with the noor of zuhad, a heart which is filled with the noor of qanaat. Oh Allah, give us the heart which has tawakkul and trust in you. Bless us with the heart, oh Allah, which is connected with you and your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, light up our hearts with the noor of iman. Ay Allah, remove the filth that has embedded itself in our hearts. Ya Allah, hame paak aur saaf farmana. Ya Allah, we are so weak, we cannot even take a mild headache, oh my Allah. How can we tolerate and bear your azab and punishment? Ay Allah, humse to halka sar ka dard bardasht nahi ho sakta. Oh Allah, if a candle is lit and we have to put our finger over that little flame, oh my Allah, we start screaming. Ha, my Allah, how will we be able to bear the azab of Jahannam? How will we be able to tolerate the fire of Jahannam? Ay Allah, therefore we are seeking forgiveness. Allah, this Mubarak night is for forgiveness. Allah, you have opened your doors for forgiveness. Ay mere Allah, ab to khol de tere darwaze. Oh Allah, let us be drenched in the rains of rahmat. Let us be drenched in the rains of maghfirat. Ay Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. Ay Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ay Allah, we know that there is cure in dawa and dua. But oh Allah, the cure of patience, we know there's effect in dawa and dua. But oh Allah, the cure of patience is in your hands. Ay Allah, hum tujhse talab kar rahe hai. Tu hame shifaye tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra nasib farma. Ay Allah, those who are in hospitals, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing in their homes, oh Allah, bless them with cure. Ay mere pyare Allah, give shifa to the entire ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ay Allah, bless us with long life, with good health. Bless us with prosperity, O my Allah. Change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Change the conditions of fear into that of security. Change the conditions of weakness into that of strength. Change the conditions of depression into that of joy and happiness. Mere pyare Allah, mere rahim Allah, mere kareem Allah, mere maaf karne wale Allah, mere maghfirat karne wale Allah, mere mehboob Allah, O my beloved Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, O my forgiving Allah, O my merciful Allah, O my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirat. Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirat. Allah, do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of Akhirat. Allah, protect our iman. Allah, it has become difficult to protect our iman. Allah, people are selling their iman for miserable coins. Allah, a little bit of temptation and iman is gone. Haveri Allah, protect us from the fitnas that are lashing at us. Oh Allah, fitnas are lashing at us from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us, fitnas from behind us, fitnas pouring from the satellites into our homes via our televisions. Haveri Allah, fitnas in our schools and colleges, fitnas in our bazaars. bazaars and marketplaces. Mere Allah ab kidhar jaye? Ay Allah ab kidhar jaye? Ay Allah tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Oh Allah, these dogs of nafs and shaitan do not want us to enter your gates of rahmat. Ay Allah, oh my beloved Allah, remove them from our sight. Oh Allah, remove them from our sight. Ay Allah, give us the power to suppress them. Ay mere pyare khuda, hum sabko himmat de, quwwat de, make us like lions against nafs and shaitan. Ay Allah, bless us with prosperity, bless us with happiness, bless us with contentment, bless us with trust and tawakkul in you. Give us such a bond with you, my beloved Allah, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh my beloved Allah, if a page is stuck firmly with glue and a person tries to separate, then the page will tear to pieces, but it will not separate. Allah, let our hearts be bonded with you like that, that let our hearts tear to pieces, but we do not distance ourselves from you. May Allah bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, oh Allah, so many brothers are unemployed, so many people in the ummah are unemployed, so many people are suffering poverty, oh my beloved Allah, in different parts of the world. Where Allah, remove their poverty. Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance, and remove their difficulties which are of financial kind. Allah, protect us and safeguard us from borrowing on interest, which brings about, oh Allah, great amount of destruction in our lives. It causes the curse of yours to descend upon us. Allah, at present our shoes are on interest, our clothes on interest, our cars on interest, our homes on interest. Ha, mere Allah, when we have got everything on interest, how do we expect barakat in our lives? How do we expect barakat in our earnings? Mere pyare khuda, give us the tawfiq to simplify our lives, but not to borrow on interest, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our home. Give us barakat in our time. Give us barakat in our lives. Give us barakat in our children. Oh Allah, make the children the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, so many parents are crying, oh my beloved Allah. The children are gone into drugs and drinks and vices. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. It is not difficult for you, oh my Allah. Give them hidayat. Give the parents also the hidayat to remove from the homes those things which are bringing about destruction of morals, oh my beloved Allah. Mere pyare khuda, tu hame dunya bhi de aur akhirat bhi de. Quwwat-e jazb se humko apna bana le. Oh Allah, we have tried many times, we make toba and break our toba. But oh Allah, with your power of jazb, make us yours. Oh my beloved Allah. Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ummat is suffering everywhere in the world. Hey Allah, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ki ummat, that ummat for whom he cried so much, that ummat for whom his blood was shed in Taif, in Uhud and so many places, that ummat for whom he was stoned and his teeth were shattered. Hey Allah, that ummat for whom when he went in sajda, intestines where animals were placed on his back. That ummat today is extremely weak, oh my beloved Allah. The enemies have all ganged up. And oh Allah, those who are believers in you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are in charge of massive, huge governments, and they have, oh my Allah, every kind of facility and equipment. Hey, mere Allah, they too have joined the enemy forces. Mere Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Ya Allah, you help and assist the ummah. Hey Allah, give hidayah to the enemies of Islam. Give, bless them with guidance, oh my Allah. Bless them with Islam and Iman. But oh Allah, if they have made up their minds that they are not going to accept this Mubarak Deen of yours, and they are going to cause destruction and problems for the Ummah, then oh my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Cause their planes to crash, oh my Allah. Cause their ships to sink, oh my Allah. Send gale force winds against them. Oh my beloved Allah, send gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, send flood waters against them. Oh my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, you sent the Ababil to destroy the army of Abraha. Allah, even today you can shake up the Pentagon. Oh Allah, you can shake up the enemy forces. Allah, there is nothing difficult for you. Allah, tu farishton ko bhej karke unko halak farma. Ey mere pyare khuda, musalmanon ko quwwat naseeb farma. Musalmanon ko nek bana de. Ya Allah, we know it is because of our sins that we are suffering humiliation. But oh my beloved Allah, we are not prepared to change our lives. Ey Allah, give us the realization that this life is transitory and temporary. Ek din is dunya ko chhod kar jana hai, tere paas aana hai. Mere Allah, how many janazas we are seeing every day, young, fit, healthy people suddenly leaving this world. Mere Allah, one day our tongues will wag no more. Our ears will listen no more. Our eyes will not be able to see those dirty, filthy films no more. Allah, what we will be seeing will be the angels of death. Mere Allah, if we are wearing tight clothes, the scissors will be used to take away the clothes from our body. Oh my Allah, rings will be removed from the fingers. Watches will be removed from the wrists. Mere Allah, we will be turned left, right. Whichever direction those who are giving us ghusl will turn us. We will not be able to say anything. Mere Allah, before the time of death comes, before the water of mayyat is poured over our bodies, give us the tawfiq to pour the water of tawbah over our hearts. Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured over our bodies, give us the tawfiq to pour the water of tawbah over our hearts. Allah, before we are given the garment of kafan, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ay Allah, ek din is dunya ko chhod kar jana hai, tere paas aana hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a theater, in a cinema, in a casino, popping drugs in our mouths or with bottle of wine in our hands, or in any kind of haram action, in fornication, in adultery, on a porn and a filthy site, or watching filthy television programs. Mere Allah, we do not know when our death will come, where it will come, and how it will come. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a state that you are displeased with us. When our time of departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Mere Allah, bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if our death is not muqaddar in Madina Tayyiba, then wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Show us some tajalli of yours, that our soul comes dancing towards you. Mere Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us.